And here he is to help us break down the Browns' 2012 draft, Bernie Kosar. So, Bernie, kind of a fun and interesting weekend, huh?
Yeah, it shows you the level of football, whether you're a passive fan, an avid fan, or just a crazy fan like myself. The interest and the excitement, just on a pure level of trying to speculate and see how you can make your team better. And we had a lot of picks. The Browns are around at lots of points in the draft this week, which made it kind of fun to pay attention to.
Okay, so with 9 overall picks, I mean, my first blush on this, Bernie, is that the Browns significantly helped themselves because they've got some dynamic players, but they also, and a quarterback of the future, and who I think is actually going to be a quarterback of the present, ultimately, and addressed a lot of areas. It seems to me like they should be satisfied as a team with what they came out with this draft.
Well, I think you stole my line. I would say the quarterback of the present, and there's no doubt to, you know, whether you think we could have traded back and gotten more picks or not, you can't debate that we got some players that are definitely made us a better team. Bill Polian, me and you talked at length about it the last couple weeks. Bill Polian had mentioned that there's 3 for sure superstar players in this NFL draft. The first 2 quarterbacks and Trent Richardson. And whether, you know, we could have stayed at 4 and got them, or do we pay too much to come up, you could debate that. But at the end of the day, one of the things we talked about and NFL people talk about, it's imperative that you get players and playmakers. And Trent Richardson, according to a lot of people, myself included, look like he's going to be a superstar in the league.
Yeah, I think he has that kind of ability, Bernie. And when you think about a running back in a pass-oriented league, your first thought is, okay, how much does he really help you? But truth of the matter is, I think he can help significantly, especially with a young quarterback. And you'd have a young one even if that guy was Colt McCoy, but a quarterback who is, again, in his first year in the NFL, and Brandon Whedon, you're gonna need that. You're gonna have some young offensive linemen. I think a running back who is as productive as Richardson was at the collegiate level, as versatile as he is, inside, outside runner, explosive, and a guy who can help with blocking and passing situations, I think he can elevate the play of so many people around him.
No doubt about it. And again, we mentioned last week that you look at guys like Barry Sanders, you look at Marshall Faulk and Kurt Warner came into the league when St. Louis won the Super Bowl. You look at Adrian Peterson when Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game with the Vikings. Those type running backs, and I don't want to put the pressure on Trent Richardson, but I believe he has an opportunity to be talked about in that breath of running backs. He has that many God-given gifts, abilities, and I think passion for the game. But when you have guys like that, it makes defensive coordinators, it makes defenses play that eighth man in a box, play that extra guy up there. It puts man coverage outside or single coverage outside. It significantly simplifies the pass defenses. So in turn, a younger quarterback, actually, it makes it easier because he gets easier defenses to read. He gets one-on-one coverage. Then he has the ability to run the ball and be on the positive side of kind of the down and distance situations.
And you see him, too, in the passing game. I mean, he can, as we talk about this, you could split him out. He can certainly catch the ball out of the backfield. This is a guy who really doesn't have to leave the field. If it all goes as well in the NFL as it did for him in college, this is a guy that you can count on in many situations. And I think that even elevates the value of him and possibly makes him the most talented or most dynamic player of the entire college crop this year.
Vic, absolutely. I mean, it's a really good point that he's not leaving the field. And I'm a big fan of Nick Saban in terms of him as a football coach and how he coaches and teaches his guys. His guys are NFL ready. And for a superstar runner like Trent Richardson is, to have the ability to not only catch the ball, I'm not sure about splitting him out, but keeping that threat of the run with his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And then thirdly, his ability to pass protect, to pick up the linebackers, to handle the blitzes, to chip on defensive linemen and then release. It's impeccable. And those type of having a rounded physical game like that, I really believe makes the whole team more physical, tougher, a more Cleveland-typed area to play in. I just think it's going to add a lot of benefits to the team.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, we look at the quarterback, Brandon Whedon. This is an immensely talented guy. I know we talked a lot about him before the draft. I mean, as far as his arm strength is, goes, the accuracy that goes with his ability to throw the deep ball, to throw any pass you need an NFL quarterback to throw, thread the needle. He does all that. The only knock has been about how long you have him in the league. But I really don't care about that. I think at 28, he'll be 29 in October. I'm fine with that. I don't care what the picture looks like in 10 years. I care with what this 0 to 5 year picture looks like.
Especially for us Browns fans, given the last 13 years and the state of the record and the state of the wins and losses. Yeah, in a perfect world, I'd like to have something for 10 to 15 years. But at the end of the day, it's not perfect, this world, and you have to adjust. And the next 5 years, the next couple years, this definitely upgrades us and gives us a chance to be better and deeper at the quarterback position. A guy I really respect and has had a big influence on my life professionally and personally, Mark Trestman, coaching out the Montreal Alouettes. It was one of the guys who prepared and worked out Brandon Whedon in the offseason to get ready for the combines, to get ready for the Senior Bowl, to get ready for the draft. He loves his ability to throw the ball, his release, his footwork, his intelligence, his passion for the game, and he's a big believer in Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, I wanted you to go more into that, Bernie, the quarterback. Breaking down the quarterback, what are some of the things that you can see this guy bringing to the table, and what will allow him to have success in the league, and particularly success on this Browns team?
Well, there's a lot's been made of his age, his baseball, spread offense, that type stuff. And he throws that spread offense throws a lot of glorified running plays that are bubble screens, things of that nature. But again, at the end of the day, he went to the Senior Bowl in a pro-style offense. He worked out with a couple people I really respect, and he's able to make the pro-style throws. And going under center, sometimes especially with kids that are athletic and have God-given gifts, physically and athletically, I think a little too much is made of that. So they've been working on that. Kids have been working on that, the spread style gun quarterbacks. They've been working on that. I think that won't be a problem. And again, his ability to throw the ball with some velocity in tough situations, I think he's been able to do that in college, and I think it's going to progress into the pros.
Some other very interesting offensive additions to the Browns from this draft. Mitchell Schwartz, the offensive tackle from Cal, coming in on the second round, looks like he could be plugged into that right tackle spot, certainly a leading candidate for that. Travis Benjamin from Miami, I know you know him well, the fourth-round pick at wide receiver that the Browns have, a real speedy guy. And then they go O-line again with their fifth-round pick in Ryan Miller.
Yeah, you know what? Those are some of the needs of trying to get physical, I think, with Schwartz and Hughes in the second and third round, then get some depth there and get some again, from the offensive line, Schwartz is probably going to step in and play. Much has been talked about the right tackle position. Again, on both of them, you could say they were probably picked earlier than most people had them. But if you really like them and they really are players, then you're glad you got them, because those are positions that you're going to be happy you have them when it comes October, November, December, especially with the defensive line, when you have guys like we had last year who didn't get injured. That's great, but the Giants showed, and a lot of teams are showing, that you need multiple players, especially on the defensive front four, to be able to make plays, have consistency, and try to dominate the line of scrimmage. And that makes the skill position players that much better.
Tell me what you know about Travis Benjamin, Bernie, the speedster and a guy who can help at receiver, but also in the return game.
Yeah, we have Josh Cribbs, you know, running back kicks, and has done a phenomenal job for the last few years. But Travis Benjamin, in terms of the return game, slot receiver, speed that he has, it's incredible. And the physical tools. And if he could progress and have a focus on football, which at University of Miami, at times, there are certain games he incredibly was able to dominate. Sometimes we had some inconsistencies in the quarterback position that didn't help the receiver position. But here in the NFL, where hopefully we're getting better quarterback play, I think it's going to help him out. And a guy like that could fit in and add a compliment to a guy like Greg Little, who's a big, strong guy. Benjamin is more of a speed, smaller guy, and I think those two could complement each other well, given some good, solid quarterback play, especially if you're able to run the ball and he's matched up one-on-one, like I anticipate some defenses doing with Trent Richardson in the backfield.
Bernie Kosar, great stuff as always, and we will talk with you again down the line, my buddy.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, and he joins us here regularly on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.